Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House will be back in voting session next week. What are some of the issues that the House will be looking at here in Harrisburg as we go into the spring?
Well, we've got a number of issues, some that we've been working on for some time. And as the House comes back into session, we'll be tackling a number of issues in the coming year. I will continue to be chairing the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee. Our committee is going to be looking at a number of issues, both agriculture-related and those related to rural Pennsylvania. Some of the things on our plate include regulatory review. We're looking at issues related to regulations that affect agriculture, and we'll be doing some work in that area. We'll also be looking at initiatives to streamline permitting for agriculture, and I think that's important both for farmers and for businesses across the state. In addition, we're going to be working on issues for the forest products industry, dealing with the high cost of workers' compensation, and that's been a real issue in our area and around the state, and further reviewing challenges faced by the dairy industry. And we know that the dairy industry is struggling right now and has a number of issues, and we plan to work on those. So there's a number of issues there that the committee is going to be tackling. In addition, an issue that's important to rural Pennsylvania, and that's access to rural broadband internet coverage. And last week at the farm show, the Pennsylvania Grange held a public meeting that was very informative, that brought together a number of stakeholders to talk about the issue and to strategize about what can be done to expand broadband in rural parts of the state. There's renewed focus on this issue because President Trump recently signed an executive order at the federal level that we're certainly hopeful will provide focus and resources to expand rural broadband across the country. I think that that's beneficial for rural Pennsylvania. It was also a topic at the meeting of our committee at the farm show. So rural broadband and what we can do at the state level to try to expand rural broadband across Pennsylvania is going to be a topic that our committee is working on this year also.
There was also a press conference held this week in the state capitol that was attended by many members of the House State Government Committee to talk about deregulation and how reducing regulation can perhaps help Pennsylvania's economy. What's going on here?
Well, really, all of our committees are looking at regulations. And as you stated, the House State Government Committee recently unveiled a multi-bill package specifically designed to rein in state government overregulation. And that's an issue with every state government agency. Specifically, the bills include giving the legislature greater ability to initiate the repeal of a state regulation that's in effect, establishing the independent office of the repealer to undertake an ongoing review of existing regulations, requiring legislative approval of an economically significant regulation, making the permitting process more transparent, and requiring state agencies to better educate the community that's going to be regulated regarding the implementation of a new regulation or those requirements. So I think that this package is very helpful. I think that much more work needs to be done. You know, when you look at regulations in Pennsylvania, we have more than 153,000 regulatory restrictions on the books. And some of those regulations are necessary, and some of them perhaps are job crippling. So we need to do more work in the area of regulatory reform. And on the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, we're going to be working on that. I know the State Government Committee is going to be working on that, all with the goal of fighting against overregulation.
Also, applications are now available for a program that's real popular with Pennsylvania senior citizens. What's going on here?
Well, my office has gotten a lot of calls about the 2017 property tax rent rebate program, and people I know are wondering when the applications will be available. In the coming week, on January 23rd, the Department of Revenue has notified us that those applications will be available for download from their website. My district offices will have those applications available. In addition, once again this year, we're going to be hosting property tax rent rebate clinics throughout the district to reach out and help senior citizens complete these applications. Details of where we'll be for these clinics will be posted at my website at repcauser.com, or you can certainly contact one of my district offices for more information.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.